98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by 72 Sold. Get the price for your home at 72sold.com.
Maloney is in Paul Stahl in the Auction Community Studios. Wolf and Minch are in the studios as well. I'm out in studio wife today, and Maloney takes a look at all the biggest sports stories, decides these are the ones you are going to care about the most or the ones that Wolf will go off about. Sometimes it's both, and it's time for the Rush Hour Reboot.
So the Arizona Cardinals look to get back into the win column on Sunday when they take on the Panthers. So how are you feeling, Chase Edmonds?
One thing that all great teams do just around sports in general is they don't lose back-to-backs. So we got to find a way just to really bounce back.
Do you agree with that statement?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact. Listen, I think I know what he means, though. Listen, great teams have lost back-to-back games. It does. It happens. But they rarely ever play poorly in back-to-back games. There's a big difference, I think. Again, technically, if you want to go back and look at it, you can look at the 1993 Dallas Cowboys. How about that right there? They lost back-to-back games. The first two games of the season, as a matter of fact.
Was Emmitt Smith in those games, Wolf?
He was not, but that was still a great team.
That was not the Cowboys then.
Oh, no, the Cowboys were absolutely loaded back then. 2007, the New York Giants. 2014, most recently, with the Indianapolis Colts. Great teams lose back-to-back games in half. But I think what he means is they don't play poorly back-to-back.
The day will come where Ron Wolfley will accept that you can will yourself to victory.
You cannot.
And I will present as Exhibit A the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat have a lot of talent as well. They play well together. There's no doubt about it. Your will does matter, but you can't will yourself to win.
So as the Cardinals head into week four, how much work is still to be done on their offense? Here's DJ Humphreys.
I think we got a ways to go with all the potential that we have on our offense and all the stuff that we watch on film happen. You know, it's a lot of negative plays that we were one person away from this or one block away from this.
Do you think their offense still has a ways to go?
No doubt about it, Mal. They do. They've got to stay balanced. They've got to become more balanced, I think, in terms of their run-pass ratio. And then I would say they got to spread the ball around a little bit more. I understand the focus on DeAndre Hopkins through the first three games of the season. I totally understand that. But now it's time to include other people as well and spread the ball.
I think they have a long way to go. I'm not really fearful because I have so much faith in Cliff and Kyler. But I believe they are the two that have further to go than anybody else. And that does concern me a little bit, and it's exactly what Wolf is talking about. Cliff Kingsbury, did you learn your lesson last year, or did you just hold off your great offense and wait till you got different personnel so you could run what you want? Run the football, embrace running the football, and don't get so cute all the time. You are a brilliant man, but you do need somebody in that room like a Sean Coogler to say, calm down. This simplicity will work, too, to make sure that we are executing. I want to see that. More runs, more fits, more balance.
So the fallout continues in the NFL with the Titans and Vikings. And new this morning, an NFL spokesman said that there was one more positive test in Tennessee, bringing the total to four Titans players plus five staff members. And there were no positives in Minnesota in yesterday's round of testing. So now, Adam Schefter just tweeted, the NFL sent another strongly worded memo to team executives, GMs, and head coaches today, urging all to be in compliance with game day protocols, wearing masks. Quote, we will address lack of compliance with accountability measures that may include suspensions and or forfeiting draft picks.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
So, Wolf, you better wear a mask on game day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've got my mask on.
How would you feel if Paul in row one wasn't wearing a mask and now the Cardinals don't have their third round pick because of Paul's mask?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, can you imagine how brutal that would be right there? But I can tell you, Paulie does a great job of wearing his mask. And I think you've got to know yourself. One's got to know his limitations. And Paulie knows that he sprays all over the place when he starts broadcasting. So he knows it, and he wears it, to your point, Mal.
I think that's a fantastic question. Could you imagine any sideline reporter costing his team a draft pick? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? The NFL has proven to be serious, and they've already fined $250,000 to organizations. And clearly it didn't stop. But now there's reports and actual pictures of the Raiders having a charitable event of one of their players and players not wearing masks at that event. So the NBA or the NFL is serious about this, and I think they have to be, because here's why. Whether you love wearing a mask and embrace it, or whether you think the world's out to get you for asking you to wear a mask, it doesn't matter. The opinion of the local political authorities and health officials are determining whether or not these NFL games are going on. So whether you believe in the mask or whether you want to wear it, whether you have to wear it, suck up to somebody else, if you're not wearing that mask, the health officials can shut down running games in those cities. The NFL has to do this. It's a great move by Roger Goodell.
The NBA Finals will get underway tonight in Walt Disney World as the Lakers and Heat will tip off at 6 o'clock. Here's Jimmy Butler.
I just don't think that we're underdogs. I don't. So what that nobody picked us to be here? That's okay. I'm pretty sure nobody's picking us to win either. That's okay. But we understand that. We embrace that. Because at the end of the day, we truly don't care. We're just going to go out here and compete, play together like we always have, and see where we end up. But at the end of the day, we're going to do this our way, the Miami Heat way, and that way's worked for us all year long.
I love him. Oh, my gosh.
That dribbling of the basketball in the hotel room must have worked for Jimmy Butler. But, okay, go ahead. Go off on your new favorite team. Go off on your new
favorite. But you know this has been my favorite team, Mal. You know this has been
That's cool. You're joining me on Miami Heat.
I've loved the Miami Heat for
I actually asked this question in the Rush Hour reboot last week. So, Doug, welcome to the Rush Hour reboot.
Oh, boy, how about that, man? Honestly, right now, this is the mentality you've got to have. And this is why you can will yourself to be ready. You can will yourself to be as prepared as you possibly can be. You can't will yourself to win. You can't will yourself to make all your other teammates great. You can't will them to play well around you. You can't do that. But you can will yourself to be prepared and do all that you can to help your teammates be prepared. And that's what Jimmy Butler is doing.
I think the Miami Heat challenge everything you say about that. When you watch them play the Celtics, tell me. And not statistically, tell me, did you ever feel like the Celtics were winning?
Arizona Sports. Breaking news.
Maloney, what you got?
So, according to ESPN's Diana Rossini, Sunday's game between the Steelers and Titans is being postponed per multiple sources.
Wow.
They are considering all options to reschedule Monday night as one of them.
Wow, okay, Monday night is one of them.
NFL game this is that's truly affected by the coronavirus.
This is precedent right here, and this is why I didn't expect them to do it. Didn't expect them to move the game because I thought they were going to try to send a message to the rest of the league and say, this is the way we're going to proceed. When somebody tests positive and there's an outbreak on a team, this is how we're going to proceed, because now the precedent of moving the game or postponing it has been set.
The biggest question I have, is this a decision based on coronavirus or the special committee that surrounds Roger Goodell?